You're listening to Two Rights Don't Make a Right,
where we'll give you our opinion,
but you better be ready to hear it. I've already had a stiffy this morning, and I'm not talking about this drink.
Chrissy, because I wrote that down in my notes.
Oh my God, what a hoot.
That was so good.
Sydney Harbour Bridge. Like, you can't, like, this is, it's giving, like, Melbourne energy in a way. Like, it's just so good. Okay, Jess, welcome back.
Thank you. It feels like it's been a while.
Literally so bloody long.
It has been.
Where have you been?
Where have you bloody been? I've been busy. Very busy.
Nice, nice. Yeah. Any update on the couch?
I do have a bit of a life update, actually, terms of furniture in general. The couch saga, obviously, we all know the couch saga. But then Brandon and I have decided we want to upgrade our bed to a king size because we're still slumming it with the queen. So we went to Jepp's Cross yesterday.
Yeah.
And can I just say, like, this fucking mattress salesman as the dodgiest salesman. Like, I can't. So we get into this 40 winks and this guy makes us lay on this machine that, like, tests our back and we have to fill out this questionnaire and it's like this whole hullabaloo, like this big show. And he's like, and so this means that you guys, blah, 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 you know, you have this need and Brandon has this need and now you need to do this. And he's showing us all these mattresses and we're like laying on them. We're like, oh yeah, this is good. So how much is this? And he's like, oh, so this one's $4,000. And I'm like, oh, fuck's sake, it's not what I wanted. Anyway, he kept us in there for about half an hour. By that point, I was starting to crack the shits. I'm like, okay, stop talking. Yep. Leave me alone. I actually don't want to talk to you anymore. And I said to Brandon, I don't want to make a decision right now. I want to leave. I want to go get some water. I just need to leave. I need to get out of the store. And he's like, okay, no worries. So we left, quickly checked out Snooze, because I remember you said you got yours from Snooze.
Yeah.
We found one that we liked at Snooze. It was like a heaps better price, but we thought we'll park it for now. We'll just wait. And if, you know, we can go online if we want to buy one, blah, blah, blah. So anyway, then we ended up, going to our furniture warehouse and buying our old couch back.
Fuck off. So you went in there to find a new bed, new mattress, new everything.
We didn't, and we left with our old couch.
Is the Chase at least on the other side?
Yep.
I thank fucking Christ for that.
And it's in light grey.
Right.
So we went to our furniture warehouse because we're like, let's just have a quick nosy. Let's look. And we saw our old couch in there.
Oh,
and we sat down.
God.
And I was feeling a little bit unwell because I was just like, had a bit of an off tummy and like my head, I just was like, oh, I need some water. I just felt a bit yuck. We both sat on this couch and we're both just chilling on it. And we just looked at each other. And Brandon's like, fuck it. And I'm like, what? He goes, just buy it.
This is our new bed.
Just buy it.
Puts it in the bedroom.
And I was like, should we? And he's like, why not? And I was like, ew, to the sales lady. Straight on the Zip account.
Great.
Gets delivered in 2 weeks.
Fantastic. Well, at least you've got one thing sorted. I mean,
Do you know what? I feel like I've been very unsettled since the couch stuff. I feel like I've had the air mattress in the lounge room for the last 2 weeks straight. It looks like a squatter's house in there. It is gross, but I can't sit on our granny couch because it sucks and it's just terrible. So we're going to try to sell that.
Yeah. And that'll hopefully pay off some part of the new couch, which was the
whatever
old
couch. We sell it for, we're going to put it straight onto the Zip.
Yeah.
And yeah, we've got the Chase on the other side and it's in a light grey colour. So I think it will be really nice. And do you know what? I am so excited to get the couch back.
Fucking hell.
I can't believe it. I said to Brandon, I don't know when to break this news to Benny. I was like, I don't know how I'm going to tell him.
Am I surprised?
No.
No.
We're just burning money at this rate.
Yeah.
But fucking, I am just so excited to get my life back on track. This is what I worked out. I think as adults, you're either lounge room chillers or you're bedroom chillers.
Mm.
You're going to either chill in your bedroom and watch TV in bed and, you know, hang out in there, or you're going to watch TV in the lounge room.
Definitely a lounge room person.
I'm a lounge room person as well. I've never been a bedroom person. But like the only time I've watched TV in our bedroom was when Brandon lived in his dad's house.
Yeah.
And that's like your only option.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't even have a TV. Well, you don't either.
No.
I just don't believe in my room.
No,
neither do I. No, I'm like, I'll just watch in the lounge room.
Yeah.
And I think ever since, and that's like my spot to chill. I'll go in the lounge room and I'll read my book or I'll have a nap on the couch or I'll watch TV. Like that's my favorite spot in the house.
Yeah.
And ever since I've rocked that, and I'm not comfortable on the couch and I've got the air mattress and the stupid, disgusting, huge glass coffee table. It's just all shambles in there and I really hate it. I can't relax.
Yeah.
So I tell you what, mid-March could not come any bloody sooner.
Thank Christ. I mean, are you still looking into the new bed or that's on pause?
No, we are still looking into the new bed because we'll pay for that outright.
Yeah.
That probably we'll have to wait a little bit.
Sure, that's April.
That might be like a maybe end of financial year sales kind of thing.
Yeah. That's nice.
But that's okay. Like, we can survive it for now. The couch takes took priority.
Of course. Well, thank God for that. So, I mean, hopefully we're on the up.
Yeah. So we're just going to wipe February. Like, February never happened.
No, yeah.
Because, and we're going to get rid of this couch. The ottoman's just arrived for that couch as well, by the way.
Now you can sell it as a two-piece. Yeah,
we're going to see if we can get our money back because we haven't technically picked up the ottoman yet.
Okay. Possibly. Good idea.
So that's $500 we can get back.
Great. How much was this other couch?
Our new old one.
The new one that was the old one.
So that's $2,500.
Okay. Well, there you go. $2,000.
Yeah. So then hopefully...
You literally are burning money.
I am. So then hopefully we can sell the new couch, the granny couch, for, I'm hoping, like
$1,000. Yeah.
Put that straight on the zip. And then we've only got $1,500 to pay off the new couch.
Great. Sounds like a great business decision.
Yeah.
Great. Yep. We're so happy for you.
Thanks.
Oh my fucking God. I cannot believe you kept that from me until today.
I know. So we've got the maximalist couch coming back in, but I'm hoping that it's going to look better because the chaise is on the other side. It's not going to cut the lounge room off and it's in a nice light gray, not that charcoal gray. I'm hoping that it will just be, it'll feel lovely in there.
I hope so too for both of us, mainly for you and... Yeah. And Brandon's
I'm thinking about taking a week of annual leave just to lay on the couch.
You know what I'm predicting next? You're going to chuck out your bed and just put the air mattress in there.
Why not?
I can see that coming. Why not? I can see it.
See, I would, but the thing with the air mattress at the moment is it's gotten to the point where we both can't be on at the same time because Brandon just like...
It's like a jumpy castle.
It is. I'll be laying there trying to... And I'm a very still layer. Like as soon as I'm relaxed or I'm asleep or I'm watching TV, I will lay still.
Any movement will set you off.
And Brandon is fucking moving like a worm all over and I'm like... Get off! And then when he gets on, I raise up heaps higher.
Gets a waterbed? What an error that was.
Waterbeds.
Far out. Yeah.
There's still a thing as well. I
really wanted one, but like...
I couldn't imagine sleeping on that.
Fuck me. I could never
be nauseous.
On one. I feel like I'm on a cruise.
Oh, imagine the sea legs on you. Yuck.
Getting up with vertigo.
Literally.
No way.
Yep. Anyway, what about you?
You know what? I don't have much to report on. I'm just very busy at work at the moment.
Yeah, you are very busy.
But feeling good so far. Like, I'm on a good... Steady trajectory
with a slight incline.
Yeah, slight incline.
Touch wood.
Yeah.
No, we'll not say anything further.
No, and I'm not going to indulge or divulge. I can't get my words out today.
You're just feeling not bad.
Yeah, yeah. I'm midway.
Yeah.
And it's slowly going up.
Yeah. Yeah, we've got the slight incline. That's all we need.
Haven't felt that for a while, so... Yeah,
not celebrating just yet.
No. We won't jinx anything.
No. Great.
Well...
There's been some good TV this week.
Absolutely, there has. I am so excited to see Sydney back.
Yeah, it was a really good episode.
Oh, my God. And before we even get into it, I just want to say... PSA, everyone that has not watched Sydney before... They've just added season one to binge.
Oh.
And now they're finally like acknowledging that season one was a thing.
Was a thing.
So
season one was iconic. Season one had some very iconic moments.
Ahead of its time.
It was.
It was. I am encouraging everyone that watched Melbourne to now, there's no excuse for you not to watch Sydney because season one is finally out.
Yeah. It's worth it.
It's worth it. Season one is amazing. Season two is obviously a whole new group of girls with a couple originals. Mm. And now that we're getting into season three, I feel like now the girls are finally warmed up.
Yeah.
And they know how to play this game.
Agreed. Who's this is going a bit rogue, but who is your favorite, like, Sydney cast member?
I'm going to say Chrissy.
Me too.
Yeah, Chrissy is just like...
She's a cracker.
Like,
and she's an OG.
Yeah, she's your Sydney housewife to a T, I feel.
Yeah, she's funny as fuck. I like her.
I do feel like I've got a new love for Victoria.
Yep.
I think she's had some great one-liners. Actually,
I liked Victoria last season as well, actually.
Yeah, yeah. Before we even get into it, I want to play a game. Because this is actually going to be like a PSA to all of the people that are contemplating watching Sydney.
Okay.
You need to watch it for all of the one-liners that these women have. And yep. I feel like there were so many in this episode. So I'm going to play Guess Who Said It with you. Do you know the girls' names off by heart? Or not? You know, you can put them all together?
Yeah.
Okay, number one. I've already had a stiffy this morning and I'm not talking about this drink.
Chrissy, because I wrote that down in my notes.
Oh my God, what a hoot.
That was so good.
Sydney Harbour Bridge. Like, you can't, like, this is, it's giving like Melbourne energy in a way. Like, it's just so good. Okay, number two. I'd like to say to her, if you can't handle the heat, then get out of the kitchen, but she doesn't know how to cook.
Did Kate say that?
No.
Oh. Nicole?
No.
Who?
It was Victoria.
Oh.
She was talking about Terry.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Third one. Short, sharp, and sweet. I mean, fuck work.
Was that Caroline?
No.
Has she said she hasn't worked in like since 1999?
No, it was actually Kate after talking about her health scare.
Oh, going part-time. Yeah.
Yeah, and talking about after a health scare.
Yeah. Then she said I went part-time because fuck work.
Yeah, I mean, fuck work.
Yes.
And like so abrupt and
aggressive.
Okay. Kate is the self-proclaimed Mother Teresa and the only single woman who's worked a hard day in her life.
Oh my God, this is hard. Caroline.
No, it was actually Victoria again.
Oh.
Yeah, talking to new girl Martine about the group.
Oh, she's a fucking fruit loop.
We'll get into her in a minute. Okay, next one. Great. Another trophy wife. Just what I need. Another person who's never had a job. Also great.
Fuck. Kate?
Kate, of course. Hers are so, like, sharp and aggro. Yeah. Like,
and,
so
like,
funny.
I'm a working person.
I'm the only one who works. next one. Always out of touch, sometimes out of line, but never out of style.
Is that a tagline?
No.
It wasn't a tagline.
No, it
wasn't. Where the fuck was that dropped?
I've watched this episode, like, three times.
Chrissy.
No.
Fuck, I'm so bad at this.
This was Victoria again.
Oh my God.
Talking about like that. This is like her intro again.
Yeah.
Next one. I need help with an outfit for a glow up party. I was thinking maybe a gold G-string.
Did I even watch this episode? I watched the first episode of season two.
You listen to another recap. Love this episode. Think about it.
Who Chrissy.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's a Chrissy
correct,
comment.
Correct. She asked her husband what to wear to the glow up party. Okay, last one. It's going to take Moses departing the Red Sea in a pink bikini to get me to trust her again.
Caroline.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great one. Loved that. So, yeah, look, and that's it. I mean, you didn't do too bad. I'm going to say maybe 50-50.
It's a pass.
Yeah, it's a pass. I think it was a few stabs in the dark there. But,
there was.
Good effort. I just feel like there were so many good, like, these girls know when the camera's on now. And they know when to deliver. So, I'm really happy to see that.
Agreed. Can I just say, I was definitely surprised to see Sally back. I don't know why. Same. I think we actually spoke about it last season that she's almost too nice for the show. Mm. Like, she's such a lovely person and doesn't really get involved. Bit of a fence sitter, not very vocal. And I do like Sally. Mm. I like her as a person, but I was surprised to see her back in Housewives.
I was too, but I think it took her to have like a big glow up and like this episode.
She's got a new arc.
Yeah, really revolved around like her glow up dinner.
Yeah.
I feel like that's kind of put her back in, I don't know.
Yeah.
I just feel like she's now going to be a little bit more clocked in and get involved a little bit more.
Yeah.
I love that this episode was called Glow Up to Blow Up, which is actually a similar take on my life now, which is Glow Up to Blow Out. So, you know, there was some relation there.
Yeah.
What did you think of New Girl Martine?
Oh my God. I kind of like her.
She's so kooky. She is self-made.
Yeah. Oh, because of the choices that she's made.
By marrying that man.
The rich old guy.
I mean, those choices worked, got her in those great positions.
It sure did.
To where she is now. Also 42.
Yeah. Oh, she looks like 20 something. She does not look 42. She's had a lot of work done, but if I look anything as youthful as her at 42, I'll be cheering.
As soon as I saw her like being casted, I was like, oh, she's too young. Like, I don't like when they cast real, real young people. Like, it reminds me of like the new New York. But to find out that she's 42, I'm like, okay, work.
I also love her house. I love the decor. I love the look of her house. Mm-hmm. I think it's gorgeous.
Yeah.
Really nice.
And her pudgy little pug with the
tongue out. And I love that her and Victoria can see each other as neighbours. How good would that be if me and you lived like that close that we could just go on the balcony and go, hey.
Flipping you off. Fuck off. Leave me alone. Are you home right now? Can I come over? No.
No.
I can see you in the bedroom. Fuck off. I love that scene. I did feel like Martine was a little bit nervous, though. I feel like that might have been her like first time at filming because like Victoria was like, what do you think of this outfit? And she was like, I like the white outfit for today. I think that's your look for today. I feel just like she's a little bit nervous.
Bit awkward. Yeah. And then even at the glow up party, like when questions were getting thrown around or even like the glow up questions and stuff, she could just tell that she was a bit out of her comfort zone. Yeah,
she'll get in there though. I feel I have
full confidence. Have some funny one liners, I think. She'll be a ditz.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like in a sense, like Victoria just brought her on to fucking roast her. Like
she'll be the comedic element.
Called her, what did she call her? Edward Cullen. The man from American Psycho. Yeah. I'm like, you are roasting this
literally
girl.
But do you know what? She is. Like that fucking, her with her bloody, the son is the enemy. It's like that guy on Bedtraumas. It's like, son is bad. And he's like, stays in the fucking closet. She's
in the basement all day.
Yeah, literally. And do you know what though? That's why she looks the way she does at 42.
Yeah. Fucking oath. But won't even touch a spray tan. Like, I can't be ghostly white. No, that's another thing she called her, ghostly white. I was like, okay, you're doubling down on tearing this your bestie down.
I think she'll provide good comedic relief because just she'll have like real airhead comments.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm looking forward to it.
When Caroline did her photo shoot, I had to do a double take. She looks so much like Terry.
Yeah.
Like the makeup.
Yeah.
Bang and bod. She looked great.
Oh, when she almost fell in the heels.
Oh my God.
The gays like chased after her.
She looked great. So happy to see her in her element.
Yeah.
And Jet setting off to Hawaii to see a new man.
Yeah. With no boundaries, no label.
No.
Yeah.
Getting offended at border security saying that because she got interrogated by border security saying, like, what are you over here for? And she's like, I don't want to put a label on it.
No.
Okay, babe, you're about to get arrested. Yeah, like, just put a label on, please. Temporarily, okay?
Literally, make one up. The glow up night dinner.
Yes. I don't get why Kate, again, is so aggressive straight off the bat.
She is so cold. She's acting like she's the one that's in the right here. And her body language is atrocious. Mm-hmm. I'm like, Caroline did the right thing coming up and saying hello. And she was just deadpan.
Yeah. Oh, a dark energy has just walked into the room. Yeah. Like, well, she's actually walked up to you and said hello. I love how Chrissy was like, oh, I wonder what kind of welcome I'll get from Kate. Last time I saw her, she said, fuck off, Chrissy. And I love that Chrissy knows that they're not friends, but she's still going to be nice to her to be like, whatever it is.
And that's what she was saying. She's like, I'm here just to keep the peace.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then when Kate was sick and in hospital, Chrissy was like, I sent Kate a message and I got crickets.
Yeah. And she's like, many people sent me messages. Oh my God. Take a joke, first of all.
I thought she would have been a little bit I thought she just would have been a little bit more calmer. And I did not think that she would need Terry there to have to back her up so much.
Yeah.
Also, did you know Terry wasn't there because she hadn't officially signed on yet?
Oh, really?
That's why she wasn't at this party. Technically hadn't signed on to.
So she wasn't allowed to.
Season three.
Interesting.
Yeah. So it's funny how they all created this narrative. And now it's
like
ready.
Boom, boom, boom. Yeah. Like she's coming in like keen this big fucking big bad bitch.
Yeah. Keen to see an entrance though.
Yeah.
Good on her.
That'd be good. But can I just say, Kate and Caroline are not ready to rekindle their friendship.
Also,
not even an acquaintance. Like they're not ready to get over it. They're not ready to talk about it yet.
Reach with Kate saying, "I think you're jealous over me and Terry's friendship." Yeah. I was like, I don't think that's it at all.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, so that is not going to go down well.
No. But keen to see it unfold.
Me too.
And then we get to the little game that Sally played.
I actually thought it would be fun if we could do that activity.
Yes. Yeah, let's
do it. So obviously they got that little gift and I think majority of the girls were pretty let down when they opened it and found some blank cards and a texter.
And then
when my team was like, I did not come to dinner to be put to work. Like, girl, just engage.
Yeah, come on.
But I thought that was very Sally. It was very Sally of her to be like, okay, we're going to write down these things on how we're going to glow up. It was giving me, like, making it, you know, where you would do, like, everyone come to this dinner dressed nice and I'll be like, and we're going to do an activity. We need to put it into action. Like, how are we going to glow up?
And what was the activity again?
So they had two questions. Mm-hmm. What would you like to glow up about your personal life, about you, yourself? And what would you like to glow up about our group? So I thought we could do... What would you like to glow up about your life?
Mm-hmm.
And what would you like to glow up about our friendship?
Okay, cool. Do you want to go first?
I haven't thought about it, so...
Neither have I.
Okay, great. I thought about... I haven't even thought about my answers. So I'm going to say how I want to glow up in my life is probably to focus inwards more on some more balance and routines for me.
That is a great idea.
Yeah.
I second that. And also maybe fighting the urges with your impulse purchasing.
Yep. So let's go inwards. Mm. My biggest thing is like routines and just balance because I'm about to go back to my old role and get some work-life balance back and, you know, there's about to be a little bit of change. So... like relish in that and hold on to it.
Great. Well, there you go. You've already got the wheels in motion.
Yeah. So that's my glow up for myself is to go inwards, focus on some things that are going to help my routines.
Yeah. Okay, great. And what about the friendship?
Well, we'll get to that after. You go to yourself.
Okay.
At the end of the friendship.
Yeah.
I think the glow up is that we are not friends anymore. Yeah, let's just call it.
Yeah. We're at a high.
And let's keep it there.
Yeah. Great.
Recast.
Yeah. Recast. Jess won't be joining us. She's been put on pause.
Jess won't be joining us for this season.
Yeah. Okay. Mine is, I feel like I do have a lot of healthy habits or I'm very good at sticking to routine. I feel like I do really well on routine. So I don't think it's anything to do with that. It might be actually, but my glow up personally would be to reduce the blowout to a suck in.
Okay.
And lose some more weight.
Okay, how are you going to do that?
Oh, I don't know, not eat.
You're already just eating celery sticks and carrot sticks.
Yeah, with a little bit of hummus.
A big breath of fresh air for breakfast.
Maybe an ice cube for lunch with some water.
Okay, we don't condone eating disorders,
No, sorry. It's just me being...
dramatic.
Very dramatic and toxic. Maybe it's to create healthier boundaries with my eating habits.
Yeah.
To suck in, not blow out.
Okay.
Yeah. That's fine.
Hey, we're all allowed to have our own.
Yep.
All right. Glow up about our friendship. I would like to do... to end it all. No. I would like to do more things with you.
Okay.
Because I feel like we... talk literally every single day and we hang out at least once a weekend, but really it's like either to like go get breakfast or go do the pod. But I feel like there's more in our friendship to like go
to IKEA,
go to the furniture store.
Yeah.
No, like go and like get like a yummy lunch somewhere or go out for dinner or like go and do something like fun, like an activity. Remember when we went to Monado Zoo like 10 years ago?
Yes.
So much fun.
It was a lot of fun. Maybe we should go see Big Burma.
Yeah, like why don't we do activities or like go to the botanic gardens? Like go do some fun that's not just like sitting next to each other and like on our phone and watching a movie. Like we go and actually do an experience, something more experiences. That's great. Together.
Well, I'm going to leave that ball in your court because I'm very open to that, but it does actually come back to you wanting to do it. So.
Can't be bothered.
Do not pull me into this.
But that's what I would like to do.
I like that idea. I agree. Mine's actually quite similar. I would love to do...
Watch it. watch what you say right now.
I would love to go a little bit more like, I'm not going to say travel, but like a weekend away interstate.
Yeah.
Let's take it out of the state realm and let's go interstate. Let's take
let's
the pod.
Go to Darwin. Yeah. Fuck that.
Let's go see your old mate, Johnny. Was his name John? John. No, yeah. I can't see myself going up to swim with the Crocs anytime soon.
Yeah. Avoid Darwin.
Yeah, but I'd be open to Queensland, maybe even Sydney. Maybe we could see the girls on the harbour.
Would you do Melbourne?
No.
Right. So we're only allowed to go to Sydney or Queensland. Tasmania. Yeah,
Perth.
I fucking hate Perth. Right,
I'm
open to it.
Taz, and it's not going to be, it'll be like a 2-day thing, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know you hate going away, but you know.
No, I don't hate going away. I like going away. I just get homesick. I'm a homebody. If I'm away for longer than like 2 days, I'm like, all right, I'm going home now.
Yeah, well, we'd only stretch it to 2 days.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe one night.
Friendship never makes it back.
And it was strictly only to movie nights after that. Movie nights in the pod again.
Yeah.
Back to square one.
I've parallel grown. Play with TikTok.
You've got 20 baskets in the house. I can't get through the front door.
Three couches of the same couch.
All in a big square. This is now our bed as well. It's a makeshift.
So we're actually going to go with like the option of not having a bed. Yeah. We're going to sleep on the floor.
Yeah, we're only going to do multiple couches in this house and pull them together at night time to be a bed.
Every night we move the furniture around.
It gets us up and moving, changes the space.
Great for the routine.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a routine every night.
Fucking hell.
Love them. Okay. Great. Well, sounds good. Let's check back in, see if we have stuck to any of that.
Okay, great. Cool. How long are we giving it?
I don't know.
Cool.
Off to a great start.
Empty promises. Cool.
Nah, we'll touch base when we have our first activity.
Great, cool. Well, I'll leave that in your court.
Okay.
Cool.
Sounds good.
And then we finish off the episode with a bang. Kate and Caroline go head to head.
Yep.
And then the girls just randomly get up and leave them.
Yeah.
To let them just sort have it out. It. But like, did the girls leave? I don't know. Do they go in a different room?
It's not a good idea.
No.
Wasn't the best idea at all.
It definitely didn't resolve anything.
No, it didn't. Nah.
But I'm excited to see next week. Obviously, it looks like Kate and Terry get together. I wonder if the whole group decide to go to Noosa, to Chrissy's holiday home, or Kate doesn't attend at all.
Yeah.
Because she said she would rather stick needles in her eyes or something like that.
Yeah, I don't think Kate's going
to
attend.
No, maybe we should go to Noosa.
Where is Noosa?
Queensland.
Right. Cool.
Cool. Anyway, great first episode. It was really good. Really loved it. I'm excited for this season. It was better than what I had hoped for. Looking forward to it.
Me too. Another great episode of Beverly Hills. I really enjoyed it this week.
Actually, you know what? I was a bit bored.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I loved it.
Tell me why you loved it.
Okay. First of all, where the fuck has Jennifer Tilly been? Seriously. Like, when she popped up in the episode, I was like, I completely forgot about her.
Yeah.
Until she popped up.
Don't care. Thought
I agree.
Whole shit. I'm over seeing Carl have a therapy session with someone talking about Mo. I get it. You're going through it, but I've seen it for the whole past season. Was not really engaged in that.
Yeah, I wasn't engaged in that either. To be honest, I didn't even see that that was her therapist. Mm-mm. And I must have been looking at my phone. I looked up. I'm like, who the fuck is that?
Yeah, yeah. Back to the phone.
Do you know what my first eyes went on? What couch is she sitting on? I'm not even joking. I was like, see, her couch isn't like, you know, a massive couch.
No.
But she also has like 7 couches in it.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't know. My whole life is consumed by couches right now.
Yeah, as we're sitting on one. Second of all, Bo's talking about the pregnancy thing.
Oh my God.
I don't care. I've had enough.
Can I just say her shock at when the fertility doctor said you've got like a 2% chance of conception at 45. That is not a shock.
Think about
it. Of course. Think about it. Like, your chances start dwindling after 35.
Yeah.
You're 45. Of course you're not going to have a huge chance of conception. That's going to have to be a fucking miracle to get that to work. No shade on her, honestly, but don't act so shocked.
Yeah, and it was just like, I really enjoy her, but I'm sick of being, like, I'm sick of the only storyline.
Is that?
Agreed. And it's just like, okay, I'm over that too.
Agreed.
Thirdly, then we go to Garcelle, no, sorry, who is it? Sutton and Jennifer talking about the whole Dorit thing that happened last episode.
Poor eight.
That's probably the funniest thing that she's said. Didn't care anything until the actual party, the caftan party itself.
First of all, foul.
Shit.
Disgusting.
Who's wearing caftans?
Who the fuck is wearing a caftan? Okay, fucking Camilla. What's that brand?
Camilla with love?
Whatever. Anyway, I hated the caftan theme. I thought it was disgusting. Jennifer's caftan was horrendous. And Garcelle had the Sheen version.
Oh. Yeah.
Of that exact one.
Sutton looked like she was dressed as Harley Quinn going to the opera. Oh. She looked fucking terrible.
And I'm sorry, but Garcelle clocking Dorit for not wearing a caftan, but they had some other random bitch come in basically the same outfit as Dorit, which had fucking like fruit and stuff. Yeah. On it. I'm like, she's not wearing a caftan.
Yeah.
A bit so why is she not getting clocked?
A lot of the other group or like the external part of the group were not wearing caftans. So I was like,
Garcelle, back the fuck off.
So sick of it.
Random as fuck seeing Faye Resnick there, though. I was like...
The morally corrupt. I loved seeing her come back and kind of clock Sutton as well.
She loves to be late
or loves to be on time.
Yeah.
And I like to drink as much as you do.
No judgment. And can I just say, I love Faye. I love her. But gosh, she is looking old now. Yeah, she's starting to age.
Yeah, I always worry for her because I have... Do you remember that episode with the medium and she said, enjoy your legs now while you can? And I was like...
Is that the one where she said, Maurice, you're emotionally fulfilled, Kyle?
So now I'm terrified for Faye ever legs. Since.
That's your biggest fear as well, losing a limb.
Any sort of, yeah. Oh, I've cited apple cider vinegar as well and... Let me tell you, I am so triggered by that girl having to cut her arm off.
Yeah.
That is, I mean, I praise all of the people that have lesser limbs than, you know.
You do you.
I praise you for all of the, you know, you're great. It's my biggest fear.
Yeah.
You know, everyone has fears.
Yeah.
Mine's losing body parts.
Yeah. Yeah. That's so, it's fair.
Yeah.
It is fair.
It's a normal feeling.
It's a bad thing.
No, I'm allowed to feel the way how I feel.
Yeah. It's a bad thing to lose a limb. And that's a relevant fear.
And that's normal to feel. But the way how that show was going, I was like, oh my God, like I would feel the exact same way as she is. Like I relate to that fear.
Not wanting to cut your arm off.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck. That is a valid fear about Faye and her legs.
Mm.
Scary.
Yeah.
But I do love her. She's funny.
She is.
She was good.
Good value.
She is good value. But I just thought that the argument was just funny. Like, Sutton asking how many people do you have in you today? Like, how rogue. It's like the voices. Like, has she just got voices in her head or something? Like, what the fuck?
Dorit was just saying what mood are you in today? Yeah. What kind of mood am I going to get Sutton in today? Not people, you psychopath.
Literally. She's crazy. but she just doesn't help herself. Like, her coming for Dorit and that whole argument, she was just in a really weird mood, throwing shade, and it was just, she was just not helping herself.
It was frustrating me, though, seeing not anyone really defend or hold Sutton accountable. Like, no one was defending Dorit. No one was really holding Sutton accountable. Like, I wanted someone to drag her.
Yeah.
But I feel like, in the same way, no one dragging her just kind of shows a spotlight on how bad she actually is.
Yeah.
And she's going to be her own undoing, is what Gina Liano would say.
When Erica says, you think you're bigger than her, that would have sent me running for the hills. Just the way that she said it, like, you think you're bigger than her, when she said about the wallet thing, I would have been like,
like,
Oh,
tread carefully, Sutton.
Literally, that was like almost old Erica coming. Like, it's almost she was
waking
triggered
up the beast.
Yes, yeah, yeah. That would have terrified me. I'd be like, fuck. I did feel a bit sorry for Jennifer because I feel like she was so excited for this caviar tasting event that she put on, right? And she was so excited about it and how this is, you know, one of her favorite things and would have spent so much money on it for these girls. And it's like, oh, I've never tried caviar and I never will.
Yeah, but I don't have any interest in it.
No, but like, obviously, what I would assume is that when you're doing like that caviar tasting, like, you know, lots of money's gone into it. It's very expensive food. You kind of taste it with different things, different flights of things, and you just, you know, talk about it. And I felt like that kind of got a bit shunted because of the arguments going on at the table and everyone was just like hoffing down the caviar and not really like appreciating what it was, because it is such a luxury food and it was a really nice lunch, but everyone's just like woofing it and arguing and like pointing and spraying at each other. And I'm like, oh, I do feel a bit sorry for Jennifer here. Like, you know, not that she would have really cared, but I was like, that would be so annoying. She's being like, can we fucking stop and just appreciate the day that I put on for you girls.
Yeah. I mean,
and all the other random women sitting at the table would have just been like,
yeah, what's going on?
The one sitting next to Dorit, like the old lady.
Yeah. Who was that?
I don't know. But she was just like, what the fuck is happening right now?
I kind of liked how even Jennifer was like, not really defending Sutton either.
Yeah.
She was like, that's...
Oh, yeah. And she was even on Dorit's side saying she's got a lot of stuff going on at the moment. I feel sorry for her. And Sutton's like, don't feel sorry for her. Shut up, Sutton.
Fuck off. You look like literally Harley Quinn right now. You look like a psycho. Also, I feel like we're seeing like this. I mean, she's always been ugly inside, I feel. But like, she's been really mean.
Yeah.
And Sutton. I feel like she's been mean because it's like she's got this new confidence about her. And I feel like it's ever since she's kind of had this glow up. She's got like a new team that I reckon would be feeding her all of this, like these one-liners, and like I feel like she's influenced in a way.
And but she goes below the belt.
She does.
And she stays like she lives below the line.
I was like, and Dorit's not perfect.
No.
But I really just wanted her to drag her back.
Yeah.
Whereas Dorit just copped it all. But I was like, nah, I want you to tear her down.
Yeah. I think she will. I think Sutton will have her, she'll downfall. Have her time in this season.
It's fucking coming, I hope.
I love when Kyle got dragged into it, like, out of nowhere. And she's like, Kyle, how are you just letting her sit there and talk to me like this? And Kyle's like, okay, what are you doing? I'm like, what's Kyle got to do with this? I leave her alone.
Also, you two aren't on good terms. So.
I know. She was just standing there like, okay. So anyway, that was very big. Obviously, the last big part is the news article with Maurizio and this girl.
Yeah.
Can I just say, I think Erica's like passed into one of my all-time favorite housewives, because I love that she is the only one, and I know it's probably just production editing, but she's the one that rang Kyle and said, how are you? What's going on? Whereas all the other girls called each other.
Yeah. And Sutton and Garcelle.
Have you seen this? Have you seen this? Yeah. They're like going on and on and on about, oh, she's dead. You know, it's all because he's doing it to get back at her because of Morgan stuff. I'm like, shut up. But Erica called Kyle and checked in on her and asked how she was.
Yep.
And I just feel like Erica's such a good friend.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I love her.
I agree. And even though she's in like a... Yeah, I don't know. I think she's stapled herself into being like the Beverly Hills housewife.
Agreed.
Her, Kyle, Dorit, happy with those.
Yep. Agreed. So yeah, really good app.
Great, yeah. And now I feel like now we've got Sydney and Beverly Hills with each other. They kind of complement each other, like you said.
They do. Rather than when Salt Lake City was on, that's kind of overpowers because it's so hectic.
And maybe it was like hot and cold.
Yeah.
Weren't mixing.
And I'm actually enjoying Beverly Hills more now that Salt Lake City's not on. Yeah.
Because you're not having anything to really compare it to.
Yeah.
And you can't compare the Aussie with the US version. So.
Fucking spit it out. Mm.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty much it.
That is pretty much it.
We've summed up two episodes.
Yeah.
Anything else that you're watching?
Just very quickly, White Lotus.
Oh,
obviously, I wasn't here
God.
For last episode, but yes, I'm across White
what
Lotus
are you thinking
as well.
So far, are you
love
enjoying it?
Yeah. Love it.
Yeah.
I love this show. I don't know what it is about the show, but it's just got me engaged the whole time.
I feel relaxed but uncomfortable at the same time.
Yeah, it's really odd. Hey, I'm so intrigued in everyone's storylines. Mm. I'm loving the group of three females that gossip about each other. And when they're like, I love her, but you know, she's just but no, I do. I really love her. And it's like, it's just these, it's also very realistic.
Yeah. Oh, so realistic. You know, the third one's about to get dragged the next episode. Yeah. Like, I just know that's coming.
Yeah. But I'm on my TikToks all over as well, because I love how much people look into it. So, and I love how it's kind of reconnecting the dots, like how the chick from season one has recognized the bald guy, like Jennifer Coolidge's boyfriend. Mm-hmm. She like kind of clocked him and I'm like, she's recognized mm-hmm. him. So there's going to be some kind of connection there. And then there was another, apparently they drop hints in like the intro with all of the pictures that come up when the actors' names come up for the intro cast, and the pictures give a little like little insight into what potentially is going to happen to that character.
Okay.
So it's very interesting to kind of see all these tiny little Easter eggs that they're dropping. And even with the three siblings, they're like,
they are freaking me out.
Yes.
So I hope they're not related. I feel like they're blended, right?
Nah,
like,
I think they're related.
You think they're all related?
Yeah, I do.
Do you know there's a sex scene in episode 6, and it's the younger brother has said this. He's like, there's a sex scene in episode 6, and Arnold Schwarzenegger's
son
says that he can't watch episode 6 with his parents.
Oh! Actually, I've heard that Arnold Schwarzenegger actually made a comment on that, saying that all he can say is that the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. I'm assuming he's talking about his willy size.
Right.
Weird thing for a dad to say. Or he said something along the lines of that, and I was like, oh, interesting, okay.
Arnold's casted for season 4.
But yeah, I am loving everyone's storylines. Mm. The one that I feel like I've got a gist of is the girl from Sex Education with the buck teeth and her older husband.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously, he's looking for his dad, long-lost dad. So,
right.
So, I think I actually read that. So, the guy who he's looking for, the Thai lady's husband, is his dad, I reckon.
Right.
And he's gone there to try to find him.
Interesting.
Yep. So, I reckon that's it.
And who do you think dies? Do you have any sort of suspicions yet?
I reckon it's going to be one of the ladies.
One of the three?
Yep. One of the three. Also, something that I did clock, and I actually clocked it in my head, but I didn't say anything out loud to Brandon, but it wasn't until someone on TikTok also said, did anyone notice this? You know, in the last episode where the guy that works at the White Lotus.
The guy on the bike that held up the gate?
Yes, that held up the gate.
I thought the same thing.
So, because he didn't even register that the car drove past. And then when the guy was like, hey, he's like, anyway, the fire, and like got his attention back.
100% was a part of that.
Exactly. Yeah. So, I think, and you know how, I think this is the foreshadowing part. You know how the girl with the buck teeth was like, oh my God, look at this amazing necklace. It's this amazing snake. That gets stolen. She's going to see that on someone.
Interesting.
Because there was so much
attention focus to this, on it.
This necklace.
Yeah.
And she will clock it in the distance or something, and it'll be somehow to be connected.
Oh my
and
God.
And I reckon this bald guy is going to come back into the picture.
Jennifer Coolidge's ex. Yeah, somehow has
he
to.
He will. And it will kind of tie up his storyline.
Yeah.
Anyway, I love it. It's so good.
You know, they've already renewed it for season 4.
Oh, so I think it's such a good show.
Start filming now.
Yeah.
I want to rewatch it again from the start.
Me too. And do you know what? It's a show that I feel like you can rewatch. I don't think I gave season 1 enough appreciation because I didn't know what show I was going into.
Yeah.
I couldn't work out whether it was satire, whether it was comedy, whether it was thriller, like whether it was just artsy. Like I couldn't really work out the genre. So I don't think I loved season 1 as much as season 2. I kind of knew what the show was going to be. Loved season 2. And then this is just so good.
Yeah, I agree.
It is such a good show. Hate the week by week drops though.
I know. Fucking it just keeps you hanging, doesn't it?
It does.
Anyway, well, that's great. So thank you again for joining me again this week.
You're welcome.
And we'll discuss next week, hopefully.
Yep.
About the next episode.
This discuss next week about everything. Yeah,
we'll discuss next week.
Yeah, and watch this space. Mid-March, new couch arrives.
Can't wait. I'm so excited for you. I can't wait for you to be on a slow upper trajectory as well.
And you watch. I'll start coming up and you'll start coming down.
Yeah.
Like clockwork.
I'm going to sabotage that couch delivery. So then that doesn't happen. I need to be on the consistent
app. Don't do it, please.
I need this year for me, please.
All right.
All right. Well, enjoy your Sunday. Thanks, you too. See you next week.
Bye.